This remote village sits on a single road. James Bayon is a social worker from Daru who now helps support what is left of this devastated community. He says Ebola wipes out entire families.
You have a lot of orphans here. A lot of orphans here. Which mother and father passed away, they are now left with just foster parents. And all these children are left with their grandfather. The mother died, another relative. They are all left with the grandfather.
65-year-old Arabic teacher Fode Kone has been left to take care of 31 children. 18 are orphans.
Many of the children are here to learn Arabic, but some of the children are victims of Ebola. They were here with me when their parents died, and now they have no other place to go. So I had to embrace them, to take care of them and cater for them. But to earn a living is really difficult sometimes. It is hard.
With a failing health system, many people like Fode are left with little support. James says when Ebola struck this village, they were cut off. Nobody came to help.
Everybody abandoned them. As long as you say you're hailing from Jala, people abandon you. So it's not very easy for them.
Solomon Jawad lives with his family on the edge of the village. He survived Ebola, but lost many of his family members.
If you're looking at the whole house, it was about 14 people. This house, it was 14 people. This whole house, 14 people died. But, and these three people, we are just like brothers.
This room has been locked since his twin brother's death. Solomon says he was afraid to go for treatment. The room is all but untouched. Pictures of family still hang on the walls. Cigarettes his brother sold sit on a shelf. Solomon says he was the last person to die in the village. James says Ebola has touched every part of this community.
There is no house here in this town that was not infected. Whether direct or indirectly, it was affected.
When Ebola came to Jala, many people ran away, frightened of those infected. Baby Bandu was found locked in an empty house with her sister, who later died of Ebola. Veronica Kamara says Bandu is just 18 months old.
They were in the village, both of them, herself and her elder sister, who was 7 years old. They were abandoned in the village, in a house, where there were only two of them in that house. Nobody cares, nobody feeds them. And they were brought here by contract tracers to this center.
Veronica says she has tracked down relatives of the child, but they rejected her. Even now, many communities are struggling to recover from the devastation of the Ebola epidemic. Adam Bales for VOA News, Daru, Sierra Leone.